Listen up, athletes. Lactate threshold testing isn't just another data point. It's your personalized performance blueprint. While heart rate monitors and training by feel have their place, they simply can't match the precise physiological data this test delivers. The numbers back it up. Research shows that 67% of triathletes misread their body's warning signs, and 70% of marathon runners hit that dreaded wall. Proper lactate testing is exactly what helps you steer clear of those pitfalls. By revealing exactly how your body handles increasing exercise intensity, this test allows you to train at optimal intensities for maximum gains. We're transforming guesswork into a strategic, data-driven regimen. Let's break down the science and procedure. Think of blood lactate levels as your metabolic traffic system. At rest, those levels hover comfortably between 1 and 2 millimoles per liter. The lactate threshold is your tipping point, the exact moment where lactate production overtakes your body's ability to clear it. You'll often see a distinct spike right around 4 millimoles per liter. That threshold is dictated by how quickly your body removes lactate, the moment your fast twitch muscle fibers engage, and the delicate balance between your energy systems. During a standard test, you'll exercise at gradually increasing intensities while our technicians collect small blood samples from your fingertip or earlobe every 3 to 5 minutes. Pay close attention here. Whole blood readings typically show about 70% of corresponding plasma lactate values. That distinction matters heavily when we're interpreting your results accurately. To make sure those results reflect your true fitness and not temporary fatigue, you must skip hard workouts for 48 hours prior to testing and stay well hydrated. Now, let's talk training zones and performance optimization. The primary benefit of this testing is the creation of 5 distinct sport-specific training zones: recovery, endurance, tempo, threshold, and VO2 max. Well-trained endurance athletes typically hit their lactate threshold at 80% or more of their maximal oxygen consumption. Here's the reality check. Testing often reveals that your true training zones differ significantly from your expectations, sometimes by as much as 15 to 20 beats per minute. For us triathletes, sport-specific nuances are absolutely critical. Your running threshold heart rates are typically 5 beats per minute higher than your cycling thresholds. Additionally, a cyclist's threshold power closely mirrors their output during 60 to 90 minute time trials. By understanding these precise zones, you can nail your training intensities, dodge overtraining pitfalls, and develop race day pacing strategies that control your energy output and forecast your finish times. Let's cover testing frequency and environmental factors. To track real progress without wasting resources, most triathletes should undergo lactate testing every 6 to 8 weeks. The exact schedule depends on your training phase goals, recovery needs, the race calendar, and your budget. Testing too often yields diminishing returns, while waiting too long causes you to miss crucial adaptation signals. Environmental consistency is vital for accurate longitudinal tracking. Heat exposure can mask your true thresholds by increasing heart rates by 8 beats per minute, breathing by 6 liters per minute, and perceived effort by 13%. To ensure comparable results, tests should be conducted in controlled conditions, ideally at 21 plus or minus 2 degrees Celsius, with 43 plus or minus 4% humidity. Now, common mistakes and interpreting results. Several common mistakes can derail testing and waste months of training data. The most significant is testing on fatigued legs, which can skew results by 15 to 20 watts. Other errors include testing at random times of day, switching between different labs, ignoring pre-test nutrition, and chasing isolated numbers instead of observing overall patterns. When interpreting results, focus on the lactate curve. Track the baseline, the first uptick we call the aerobic edge, and the sharp climb marking your anaerobic boundary. Progress is best measured by observing the relationship between effort and lactate over time. Smart training is indicated by achieving higher power or pace at the same lactate levels. By maintaining consistent testing conditions, adhering to a structured 6 to 8 week schedule, and understanding sport-specific data, you triathletes will enhance your endurance, prevent injury, and maximize your race day performance. Let's get to work.